Hello, and welcome to the Arcus Arena, the show where we sit down with entrepreneurs to learn the why and the how behind building their business. We are your hosts, Candace Hinderer
and Carrie Faruqi. We are the co-founders of Arcus Advisors, and we're thrilled to launch this podcast and share the stories of some incredible entrepreneurs from our community. When we started our firm, we realized we get real energy from talking to other business owners and suddenly found ourselves drawn to and surrounded by these risk takers. It's fun to talk to them, and we learn a lot, and we think that you'll learn a lot too.
We'll be talking to entrepreneurs from a variety of industries, from tech startups to bakeries and everything in between. We'll explore what inspired them to start their business, the challenges they faced, and how they overcame them.
We'll also dive into some of the more practical aspects of entrepreneurship, like marketing, fundraising, and building a team.
So, whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a budding business owner, or just someone who's curious about the world of entrepreneurship, we think you'll find something valuable in each episode.
So stay tuned for our first episode, where we'll be talking to our favorite entrepreneurs.
Us!
Okay, can't believe we're finally doing this.
Woo! Woo!
Having a podcast has been something we've talked about since 2017 because we love listening to them and learning everything we can about interesting people.
Yes, and it wasn't until we started our own business that we really understood that every business owner has an interesting story as to why they started their business.
Perhaps we should start off by telling just a little bit about ourselves. Carrie and I are degreed accountants. We started our careers in public accounting. Carrie was at Anderson. I was at Deloitte. We won't bore anyone with the gory details of being an auditor in the 90s, but there were long hours, wild times, and lifelong friendships formed. We both left those firms and went into similar roles in industry at Centerpoint and Shell. And then a few years later, the entire accounting industry was blown up in 2001 by the shenanigans at Enron and Anderson.
Not on my watch. I had already left Anderson.
Hey, I wasn't blaming you. It's okay. Correct. She, as with most of the fine people at the firm, were not part of the failings of Enron. But that is another story for another time and another podcast. So once the industry changed, many boutique consulting firms were created to fill the void that was left behind by the public accounting firms who were no longer allowed to audit their consulting clients. So rather than give up the recurring audit work, they gave up the consulting work to these newly created independent firms.
And that's where our story begins.
Carrie and I met at one of those firms, which was a startup over 15 years ago. And we worked there together for 10 years. Hard to believe that we're that old.
Well, you already talked about how we started our careers last century.
All right. So we got in on the ground floor with that firm and helped it grow, which really gave us the confidence and knowledge to do what we are doing today. So by the time we left, Carrie was the CFO and leader of the consulting practice, and I was a partner driving the business development of the firm. Over those 10 years, we worked on so many projects together and knew that we shared the same approach to client service and the same vision for growth, but knew we couldn't do what we really wanted to do until we started something on our own. So we left that firm around the same time, went our separate ways, but all the time talking about creating our own company. And in 2020, we made that a reality by starting Arcus Advisors. 2020, you say? Yes, 2020.
Look, we spent our entire careers in Houston, Texas, so we're comfortable and all too familiar with the boom and bust cycles that the energy business brings. And we knew there would be a need in the market for our services and wanted to be ready for it.
But listeners, please know that if you question that timing, you are not the only one. We heard so many times during our startup phase that we were brave, so brave. We honestly started wondering if that was the code word for stupid. To do the work we do, you have to be brave. Brave enough to walk into a client you don't know. Brave enough to make change. And honestly, brave enough to take this ride with us. But we knew we were ready. We had the knowledge and we had the network, this wonderful network here in Houston that kept calling us and asking us for help in various forms.
Right. We formed Arcus in 2019 and planned our launch for early 2020. The pandemic did cause us to delay the launch, but it was not the catalyst. The catalyst was our current circumstance. We had both come to a point in our careers and in our lives where we knew we wanted to control our own destinies. And we knew we had to work for ourselves to do that. With our backgrounds, we knew we could help companies and their accounting and finance teams improve their results and improve their lives.
We've grown our business from 2 to 25 people with over 50 clients. It's definitely been a whirlwind, and sky is really the limit for us and our incredible team. We've had our challenges and our learnings, And we're going to talk some more about some of those right now in a Q&A session between the two of us.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Okay, Carrie, so let's start with you. What were some of the biggest barriers to starting this business?
First and foremost, the most surprising thing to me was how difficult it was to come up with a name. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really delayed us for many months. I don't remember exactly how many months it took us. Maybe, I want to say six.
I want to say at least six.
It was a long time. But we finally did it. And, you know, Arcus Advisors, I love the way it sounds. I love the branding that we've created around it. And I love its meaning. It's the Latin word for arch. And we like to think that we really help support our clients and their initiatives and their business. So really happy ultimately with where we landed there. But I guess other than that, I would say at the time, thinking back, it's not like we had lost our jobs and we're looking for something to do. I mean, we both had pretty decent jobs, careers, I should say, great paychecks. And I guess if you think about like working for a corporation or a larger company, I think people generally have the sense that there's security in that. And it does feel that way because it's nice having that paycheck deposited in your banking account every 2 weeks. So, you know, just kind of having the confidence to walk away from that was a big barrier, a pretty big hurdle to get over. But that confidence just, I mean, for one, I think it just comes over time as you grow and mature and continue to progress in your career. That confidence can naturally come. And then just, you know, looking around your peers and who you're sitting across the table from, so to speak, and realizing that, you know, the people that are running businesses all over the place, there's really, I mean, they're smart people, but there's nothing magic about it. You just have to be willing to work hard and have a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah, I remember you saying when you were at one of the companies that you were serving that you had had many of the same ideas that were being thrown around the table.
Right.
You know, and so you're like, yes, that's exactly what I would have said or exactly. I would have thought. Mm-hmm. And I think it just gave you, like you said, you were sitting there, you had the same ideas, you had the same solutions and knew that you could do this for other companies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, that was just the final push. And I think having a business partner that we could work together and, you know, step through challenges and get a plan in place, that was all kind of came together pretty nicely. So I guess it's my turn to ask you a question.
I think so.
So what has surprised you about starting this business?
What has surprised me is leading into what you talked about, having a partner, a business partner, and then how easy just the multiple steps came into actually getting this business started. So just the tactical tasks around opening a bank account and coming up with our logo and building our website. We did it all ourselves. We built the website in literally an afternoon on a weekend. Now, it's gone through some evolution as we've grown and changed. It's our baby from the beginning. We get compliments on it. So we think we must have done a pretty good job, especially for two accountants. And of course, the logo, we also came up with that on our own. It's very simple, but we just felt like it portrayed exactly what we wanted to, which was the arch, bridging the gap, all of that good stuff, supporting our clients. We just wanted it to be a very easy logo and just it really shines for us. We really liked it. So that was pretty easy for us. We're accountants, so we're able to do the back office. Yeah. We didn't have to hire anyone to do that. So now, had you given us a list of all the things we had to do all at once, I think it might have scared us a little bit, but we just kind of got started and, you know, one foot in front of the other and did things as they came. And here we are. So I'm pretty surprised by how easy that was.
Yeah. And actually reflecting on the timing of when we started our business and thinking about the pandemic and how it delayed us, mm-hmm. that was, I mean, looking back, that was time that we were able to use to, you know, get all these things established. So,
yeah. And then, of course, just the immediate response from our network, whom we just love so much that we've built and curated and loved for the past 25 plus years. We put our announcement out and immediately had two MSAs signed, you know, because people said they had work for us. So we just figured, well, we're on the right track. And just getting to work with people that we've worked with over our entire careers. I mean, we've got folks working for us that Carrie started with at Anderson, even college.
Right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
and other folks that have been our clients who are now our consultants, because we wooed them over into the consulting world because we just love it. So I think that was the surprise and just the fantastic immediate positive response. And we're so happy about it.
And it hasn't stopped, we're very thankful for.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing about being an entrepreneur, Carrie?
Well, that one's pretty easy because I think getting to do what we want, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, it's pretty great.
And working with me?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, getting to work with a great friend is a plus for sure. We definitely have a lot of fun. It never feels like work anymore. So I would say, yeah, getting to do what we want when we want it. And especially in the way of not just being like flippant about it, but in the way that if we have, you know, an opportunity that crosses our path or, you know, an idea or, you know, one of our colleagues brings us an idea, we can explore that if we want and figure out if it's something viable. I think the best example of that is Arcus Aero and this RFP tool that we've created that we're having a lot of great success with. One of the reasons why we started this business was because we just have a passion for helping companies do things the right way, because I think oftentimes companies overcomplicate the back office, and doesn't have to be that way. There's some fundamental foundational things that can be put in place, processes that can be put in place to help people so that the accountants can go home at a decent hour. I've spent so many nights working and missed a lot of holidays and, you know, time with family. And so, you know, it's just a passion of mine to go into companies and say, it doesn't have to be that way. If we get the front of the line fixed, that will help when the accountants are working late at night trying to get the financial statements out to meet a deadline. And so one of the key ways that you can do that is with an ERP system and getting an ERP system that works well. And so we developed Arcus Aero kind of around that premise. We can do more than ERPs, but it's a good example of one key benefit to using Arcus Aero. And so that's a tool that we built from the ground up. We have business requirements built out in that tool, and we help companies through an RFP around anything they want, different systems, services. So we've had a lot of great success. And so that's very rewarding to look back and see that we are approaching something that has been done for a long time, and we're doing it differently. We're making it easier. And so that feels really good to be able to do something like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
My turn.
Yes, your turn.
Okay. How do you ensure continued success in the business, Candace?
Well, Carrie, multiple ways, most definitely. To go back a bit on favorite thing about being an entrepreneur, you know, being able to create the things we want to create, you know, and one of those is culture, being able to create a good culture and have amazing people work for us. I mean, that's what it's all about. I know everybody says it, but it's so true. Everybody says it because it's true. And that's our really number one goal. So in order to ensure the success of this company, we have to have fantastic people serving our clients. In order to have fantastic people, we have to have a fantastic culture. So that is one of our primary drivers in creating this company. So that's very important.
It's making it a great place to work.
And so we started this business utilizing a system called EOS, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System, which is based on a book by Gino Wickman called Traction. And it has really helped us build the foundation around monitoring our business, setting our goals. And then we have weekly, what we call level 10 meetings to monitor those goals and targets and action items around that. So we are always working on the business. If something's not working, we're going to figure it out within a quarter. Why is it not working? Or what are some new things that we want to be working on? Does that fit into this quarter? Or is that something we need to put on the back burner because that's not one of our goals this quarter? So it really does help us with our discipline and has just worked incredibly well for us. So I highly recommend that. Again, that book is Traction by Gino Wickman, and it's called EOS. And finally, I think ensuring the success of this business is surrounding ourselves with like-minded business owners. You know, we said in the beginning that that's what this podcast is about, is interviewing other business owners and hearing their stories. And just getting that energy from those folks has really driven us to continue on and to improve. And you realize that you are actually surrounded by so many more of these folks than you could ever imagine. And then getting their stories of why they did it, I think that's what's most important, because it's something we highly encourage everybody to do, because it's been the best move we've made ever in our lives, is building this business. And so we're just getting the word out to everybody that you too can do it, and we love it. So hopefully you'll find this a great podcast to listen to on your way into work, or while you're running or biking or walking your dog.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. So
that wraps up session number one.
All right. Woo. Way to go.
All right. So until next time.
Bye.